to diabetes care and changing lives for more than 90 years. NovoNordisk-US.com.
88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio. You're listening to Morning Edition. And Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his Monday morning analysis of the business and financial news. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Wayne. How are you?
Oh, well, thank you. Hope you are.
I am.
Well, stocks were down last week for the third week in a row, especially the tech sector taking it on the chin. And we just heard that bank stocks were down as well. What's going on Wall Street?
Well, lately it seems that stocks are falling like pollen all over our cars. I don't know if you noticed the green sheen on your cars this morning.
It's not the green of money, that's for sure.
That's a good point. But yeah, it's been 3 weeks in a row for the NASDAQ, particularly momentum or aggressive stocks in the areas like biotech and social media and what we'll call regular technology have seen some big drops, some as much as 20% or more in the last few weeks. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's keep a focus on the big picture. The S&P 500 and the Dow Jones Industrials are only down 2.5 to 3% from their all-time highs set last month. In fact, if investors own utilities, telecommunication stocks, you've seen gains of about 5% in the past month, and many energy companies are up 6 or 8% over that same period. But there's no doubt, there's definitely a rotation of money leaving really hot names and into more conservative investments. Bonds and gold, in fact, have done very well recently. So the question is it time to buy yet? Analysts like to talk about buy low and sell high. And another analogy I read over the weekend talks about, is it time to catch a falling knife on the market? The key over the next 2 to 3 weeks will be to see how corporate earnings pan out. As usual, companies have tried to lower their expectations enough so that they can exceed them easily. But we'll be watching not only the profit reports, but also revenue growth, which is a good sign of organic growth of a company. You can't fake that.
There have been an unprecedented number of automobile recalls recently from various manufacturers. Some of them apparently knew about these defects years ago and delayed recalling them for repairs or otherwise notifying authorities and the public. Why do you think there have been so many recalls just lately? Are companies sacrificing safety for the bottom line?
It's a good question. I would like to try to make some sense of this big news item recently in this slew of auto recalls. And as you mentioned, many manufacturers such as General Motors, Toyota, and BMW have announced recalls of over 11 million cars just so far this year. That's on pace with the most amount ever of recalls for a year. What's going on? And does it mean that our cars are unsafe? Well, no. In fact, in the U.S., cars have shown actually lately to be more reliable than ever as you go out 3 to 5 years. Also, the number of fatal accidents on U.S. highways is at its lowest level in many years. Now, that's really saying something, Wayne, because Americans are driving more these days and they're traveling more miles per year by car. So what's the deal with these recalls? One reality is that auto manufacturers are now more efficient in their process and they're sharing parts across many of their models worldwide. So if an ignition or a wiper blade or something is defective somewhere, they have to call many models in across the globe. Another major factor is that the governing body, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA to you and me, is increasingly aggressive and public in their denunciation of auto companies. They, like the SEC in the financial world, feel the need to make very public slams to show they're on the case. And let's be honest, Wayne, it's also a fundraiser for the U.S. Treasury, as Toyota had to settle for a $1.2 billion fine with the U.S. government for its 2010 recalls. But it's worth pointing out that some recalls are voluntary and some involuntary. Manufacturers weigh the cost-benefit of doing one. GM just said that this current recall will cost them $1.3 billion, which is more than their entire profit from a year ago this quarter. While manufacturers don't like the recalls, dealers often benefit with additional service on the local basis. The bottom line here on recalls, Wayne, is that they are heavier now than in the past because of manufacturing processes, but they are nothing new overall for Americans.
The IPO market has cooled off.
Oh, yes. I've noticed this. The IPO market, the initial public offering market for new stocks, is a good barometer for gauging how investors feel about the near-term prospects of the stock market. They had been red hot for the past year, many deals going to big first-day jumps in price. Now, not so much. In fact, on Friday, four deals got pulled before they launched because issuers feel it a fizzle or worse. It's not just tech either that's been hit. It's been food companies, gas companies, real estate companies. The IPO market is usually seen as a risk-on trade when investors feel they can profit quickly. And it's kind of a delicate dance to price an IPO high enough to generate interest, but also not too high. Everyone remembers the failed launch of Facebook a couple of years ago and how it took several months to get back to its offering price. And recently, the makers of the online video game Candy Crush came out well below expectations that have been stuck there. Key takeaway here is that there are still deals getting done, and the capital markets are functioning properly, unlike 2009 and 2010 when IPOs were essentially frozen. But this is definitely a cooling off period right now.
We have only about 15 seconds. Of course, we know what tomorrow is, tax filing day for the procrastinators. Any last words?
Well, I think Tax Freedom Day is something to look for. In Virginia, that day is next week, April the 24th. That's the day that we have worked to satisfy our federal and state tax burdens, and that usually hovers between late April and early May. And it's clear to say that everyone is trying to find ways to seek to shelter income as Tax Freedom Day approaches.
Thanks, Brian. Brian Ford's report is not a research recommendation for any particular company and does not provide legal or tax advice.
It's Morning Edition. I'm Kelly McEvers.
And I'm David Green. The world still has time to take action.